Welcome to the February 14th virtual Valentine's Day service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate, Kimberly Homer. The theme for the service is A Community of Beloveds. An event mentioned several times during the service is the stuffed animal sleepover that had just occurred. DRE Karen Hager provides a little background in the podcast, and many images can be viewed on the UUC NRV Facebook page.
Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation here in Blacksburg, Virginia. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and I am joined this morning by a whole slew of new friends, the Stuffies, who spent the weekend here for a sleepover.
I'm Kimberly Homer, your worship associate today. If you are with us for the first time, we are glad that you found us, and you will find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat. And thank you to Isabel for making that available. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. We invite you to stay after the service, and we'll go into breakout rooms for a chance to meet in smaller groups for conversation. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. Look at the calendar on our website for times and Zoom links. Thank you to all the volunteers who make all of these activities possible. If you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like shared aloud this morning, you'll find a link in the chat to fill out as well. Parents are invited to help their children if they want to share a joy or sorrow.
I wanted to lift up a couple of announcements. So here we have, there's going to be a newcomers orientation on Saturday, next Saturday in the morning, for people who are new to the congregation and would like to know more about it. So if you have received an invitation, please let us know if you can come. And if you haven't received an invitation, I am inviting you now. You can find it in the email that comes out this evening. I also want to let you know, a week from Thursday, we have a brand new offering. It's an outdoor adventure movie circle. And it will be Thursday, February 25th. And I encourage you to look in our announcements for that. And the only the thing that's happening this afternoon at 1 o'clock is the anti-racism group. So I just wanted to highlight those particular announcements. And now we'll hear from Karen, our Director of Religious Education.
Good morning. Here's what the kids were up to in RE last week.
Our pre-K class read the storybook Snowmen at Night and had fun making nighttime snow pictures. And our K-5 class watched the Pixar short Bao, discussed how it's sometimes difficult for parents to let their children grow up, and made a special gift with 30 reasons why they love the recipient.
This morning is the conclusion of our stuffed animal sleepover, and our stuffed friends have had lots of fun. They'll be ready for their best friends to pick them up today at UUC between 1 and 2, and will be anxious to tell you all about what they've been up to. Thanks for sharing your stuffed friends with us.
We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. And now for our opening words. You are beloved, and you are welcome here.
Whether tears have fallen from your eyes this past week, or gleeful laughter has spilled out of your smiling mouth.
You are beloved, and you are welcome here.
Whether you are feeling brave or brokenhearted, defiant or defeated, fearsome or fearful.
You are beloved, and you are welcome here.
Whether you have untold stories buried deep inside, or stories that have been forced beyond the edges of comfort,
You are beloved, and you are welcome here.
Whether you have made promises, broken promises, or are renewing your promises,
you are beloved, and you are welcome here.
Whatever is on your heart, however it is with your soul in this moment,
you are beloved, and you are welcome here.
In this space of welcome and acceptance, commitment and recommitment, of covenant and connection,
let us worship together.
So now is a time for all ages, and I have all my friends here. I could read the book to them, but I wanted you all to see the pictures too. So I'm going to share this story. It's one that my friends who gather with me on Wednesday afternoons will remember. But I just loved it, so I thought we would read it together today. It's called Nuffle Bunny, A Cautionary Tale by Mo Williams. Not so long ago, before she could even speak words, Trixie went on an errand with her daddy. And see, she looks like she lives in a city. Trixie and her daddy went down the block, through the park, past the school, and into the laundromat. Trixie helped her daddy put the laundry into the machine. She looks like she's being a really good help, doesn't she? She even got to put the money into the machine. Then they left. But a block or so later, Trixie realized something. Trixie turned to her daddy and said, "Aggle, flaggle, clabble." Remember, she doesn't know how to talk yet. That's right, replied her daddy. We're going home. Aggle, flaggle, clabble, said Trixie again. Blaggle, plabble, wumpy, flappy, slurp. Now, please, don't get fussy, said her daddy. Well, she had no choice. Trixie bawled. Wah! She went boneless. She did everything she could to show how unhappy she was. Get her arms. By the time they got home, her daddy was unhappy too. As soon as Trixie's mommy opened the door, she asked, "Where's Nuffle Bunny?" The whole family ran down the block, and they ran through the park. They zoomed past the school and into the laundromat. Trixie's daddy looked for Nuffle Bunny and looked and looked and looked. But Nuffle Bunny was nowhere to be found. So Trixie's daddy decided to look harder until Nuffle Bunny! And those were the first words Trixie ever said. So ends our story. Now, I want to assure everyone who sent their stuffies to UUC this weekend that none were lost. They're all safe and they're all here. But this story tells us a lot about what we do for the people we love. And you are the people you love. You are our beloveds.
We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement, to inspire, create, and transform, and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
And now let us celebrate our ability to contribute to our community by collecting an offering. It is a practice of our congregation to share half of the offering with the local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the Montgomery County Animal Shelter, which cares for homeless cats and dogs until they are adopted into a living home. The Stuffies will be passing the basket for the offering in the sanctuary, but you at home can find the link to online giving in the chat, or you can use our Give Plus app or text FUND to 844-909-2617. If you've never used these before, look at your order of service and the announcements for more information. You will be able to give after the service.
Jordan tries as well. Get close on me, okay?
And you can also do the old-fashioned thing and mail in a check to the address that's on the website. And please join me as we accept these offerings.
Yes.
We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community. This ritual also serves as a constant reminder that we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
And now, I invite us into a time of meditation. Take a breath, or do whatever it is that helps you to settle into your seat. And today I invite you to call to mind the face of someone who has made you feel loved, who has made you feel welcome and accepted, accepted you for all of who you are, the parts that are easy to love, but also the parts that are not so lovable. It could be someone in your life now, or someone from your past. It might even be a well-loved stuffed animal or doll. As you see that face in your mind's eye, how does it make you feel in your body? How does it feel to be accepted and loved? I now invite you to send that beloved person or friend a virtual Valentine. Send them all the love you felt from them. Send that love right back to them. May they know the gratitude you feel for their love. May they feel beloved. May we all feel beloved. Amen, and blessed be.
Every day is Valentine's Day at our house. That's what my mom used to say when a friend would ask what she and my dad were going to do for Valentine's Day. And it was true. Kathleen and Lyle love to be together, and they love their 7 grown children and stepchildren and every grandchild, who called them Mima and Peepaw. For my firstborn daughter Allison's first birthday, they got her the book Goodnight Moon and the bunny to go with it, whom she named Babby. She took Babby with her everywhere, even off to college. And it's only recently that Babby has moved back into Allison's childhood room at my house. Babby right here. My last born daughter, Gwyneth, was born in June when the daisies were blooming like crazy in Nantucket. And Lyle wanted me to come up there to have the baby so she'd get her own brick like other Nantucket born babies. She was born here in Blacksburg, but we made the 17-hour trip to Nantucket when she was only a few weeks old. And Peepaw gave her a sweet little bunny who reminded him of a Beatrix Potter character. He was born in the year of the rabbit, and he loved rabbit stories. He called Gwyneth Daisy, and that became the bunny's name, too. My middle child, Saren, born in the year of the dog, carried her stuffed puppy, Popo, with her everywhere, even on the plane to Nantucket the summer after Peapaw died. She got a bright colored propeller hat so that Peapaw could see her when he was looking down from heaven. On the flight back, which was delayed for so long at Reagan National Airport that we probably could have walked, Popo somehow went missing. We tried to get the airline to help us, but they couldn't find him. Months went by. We were dreading Christmas and didn't believe it could even happen without Peapaw. Because every year he brought Meemaw and their three backpack bears and firewood and presents and good cheer in their Jeep Wagoneer. But now Meemaw had left the Wagoneer on the island and the bears sat on a shelf in her Maryland house. None of us knew how to celebrate when we were so sad. But Meemaw came anyway, and she brought the bears so they wouldn't be alone on Christmas. And when we woke up on Christmas morning, Popo was sitting in Saren's rocking chair by the Christmas tree wearing a red ribbon. We think Peapaw must have helped Santa find him. Another Valentine's Day is here, and I mailed Valentine's to my kids the way Peapaw used to do, a tradition I have at my house that he did not need to follow, is to finally take down the Christmas lights and Christmas cards. And my sweetheart William will help me with that. I asked Meemaw how her bears are doing. She is a nurse, still working at age 80, starting to feel better after her second COVID shot. And she sent me a picture of her bears. Nurse Bear is wearing her stethoscope, and Maddie Bear is wearing Mima's Che Guevara hat that she got in Cuba last year. I told her that Gwyneth's stuffed panther, Lyle, got to go to the sleepover at the UUC, and perhaps he made some new friends. It's good to have adventures. And as Eeyore says, a little consideration, a little thought for others makes all the difference, especially on Valentine's Day.
I can assure you, Kimberly, that Lyle made lots of friends. And in fact, they all made friends. This morning, we are celebrating all of our beloveds. The Stuffies who came to spend the weekend here at UUC were brave to leave their homes and their best friends and families to come to a new place and meet new people. It can be scary to venture out into the world away from the security of home. And yet, as you could see in the video, they made friends. They ate together, played together, made music together, learned together, explored together, and had fun together. They came as individuals, but together they created compassionate community here at UUC. And when they go home this afternoon, they will carry with them memories and love, and they'll share what they found here with their friends and families. Now, Kimberly shared the love inside her family, telling us about her parents, for whom every day was Valentine's Day, because they had so much love for the members of their family. And we watched the Stuffy share the love of this religious community, because we cannot come here together safely yet. They reminded us of how we love each other and this congregation. And I want to remind us all that one of the reasons that we come here to UUC is so that we can learn to love ourselves, to love our friends and family, and to love the whole wide, wonderful world, the interdependent web of life of which we are all a part. This month, we're exploring what it means to be people of beloved community, not just this spiritual community, the beloved community that includes all of humankind, all of creation. So today, we celebrate our beloveds. And as we strive to become people of beloved community, I invite us all to widen the circle of our love. Start with yourself and your family and friends, to be sure. Send them love and accept their love for you. But then look around to see who else could become your beloved. Who else could you make feel as welcome and accepted as someone has made you feel? How could you make them feel welcome and accepted? It could be something as simple as a smile or a wave to start. Or it could be asking them to tell you their story and then just listening. Today on Valentine's Day, let us all strive to widen the circle of our love. And as we prepare to leave this place, I want to sing a hymn we haven't sung in a long time. And I'm going to cry. Because it is the song we sing to our beloved children after they leave the service and go down for their religious education classes. So today, as we sing it, think about all of our beloveds. Think about the beloved stuffies who spent the weekend together as a proxy for their owners. Think about the children who sent them here, children of all ages, I might add. But also think of all the beloved children of this community. Think about all the beloved members and friends of UUC. And think of all the beloveds we have yet to meet who might find their way here or not. Whether we ever meet them or not, they too are our beloveds, part of the interdependent web of all life. Let's sing our closing hymn to all our beloveds.
Go. Joy our hopes go to.